I was born and raised here. I come here every day. Every day they're open, because if you don't, you'll miss out on the special. If you come all the time, you find the treasures, and I found lots of treasures.
We love the YD. My daughter is now starting a new tradition. I bring her every year when we come to Sitka for the summer.
The locals said, you got to come by this thrift store. Now every summer I pack lighter and get my warmer clothes here. Ooh, actually this summer I got a really, really nice heavy jacket for $8, and that I'm pretty excited about. I'm loving it. I'm riding high. Yeah, I've been talking it up.
These are White Elephant shoppers, Al Kashoke, Doug Horton, and Rob Cron. The White E was created in 1952 as a way for the local Easter Seal Society and what was then known as the ACCA, or the Alaska Crippled Children's and Adults, to earn money for their charitable work. For the first 15 years, the shop moved from space to borrowed space. Then in 1967, White Elephant volunteers set up at the current location across from the Westmark Sitka. They leased the land from the city of Sitka for $1 a year and eventually bought the building with donated money and shop revenues.
It's really an interesting organization, and the fact that it's survived all these years with not a lot of infrastructure is really a testimony to the efforts of the volunteer groups.
Sherry Hample is a White E volunteer and a health and human services consultant. Last fall, the group of volunteers who serve as the White Elephant's board asked Hample to do a professional assessment of the organization. She performed literally every job in the store and then read up on the White E's founders, like Mary Sarvella.
She went to visit people in the nursing home until finally she ended up there herself. And she was just an amazing woman. And I think she is sort of depicts the kind of women that really kept this place going all these years. Just passionate about Sitka and about helping people.
In 1992, the White E split off from the statewide Easter Seals organization and incorporated as a nonprofit in order to keep the revenues right here in Sitka. That year, the board granted just under $16,000 to other local nonprofits. Since then, the Sitka White Elephant Shop Incorporated has given away a staggering $1.2 million, all earned through the sales of secondhand goods, a dollar here, 50 cents there.
The White Elephant's annual support makes continuing our service of home-delivered meals and congregate meals here at the center possible.
The Whitey contributed $15,000 to the Swan Lake Senior Center's food budget this year alone. Site manager Sandy Koval said this week that she uses the money to buy the ingredients for meals served at the Senior Center, over 12,000 of them in 2013.
Without their support, it would be much more difficult, if possible, for us to continue to offer the nutritious daily hot meals that we're able to provide here at the center.
In all, the White E has given away $84,000 this year to 25 nonprofits for causes ranging from books for first grade classrooms, toiletry supplies for the domestic violence shelter, to a graduation dinner for men completing an alcohol treatment program. But in the past few years, the White E has reached a crossroads. The core group of volunteers is retiring, moving on, or passing on. The board is thinking about succession and keeping the White E viable during a time when many younger volunteers are stretched thin. On Hample's recommendation, the White E board hired a director.
Having your first ever paid position, staff person, is a huge change for a volunteer organization.
Karen Martinson, a longtime Sitka resident, was hired in June. Martinson's main task will be organizing the White E's financial records, some of which are currently filed in plastic baggies. She'll be doing inventory management and bringing order to the organization's haphazard yet successful business model. There's also competition, a new landscape of thrift stores in Sitka, and then there's trash. Hample says that the White E pays $6,000 a year to haul away things that can't be sold.
You can imagine we get a tremendous amount of donations, and we get things donated to us that we cannot sell and we cannot accept. What we really are trying to focus on is quality donations that we can turn around and sell and then in turn provide funding to the community.
Establishing firm new rules about acceptable donations is one area where a staff director can help. Martinson will have a big job, of course, but Hample says there are no small jobs at the White E.
The amount of work that it takes to do what we do at the White Elephant Shop is tremendous.
Despite a change in management, there will always be volunteers spending countless hours sorting donations, hanging merchandise, answering questions, and chatting with customers. customers like Gertie Cheyenne. We asked her when it was that she first started shopping at the White E.
A long time ago, many years, to clothe all the children. I used to work here, and they really helped a lot of people.
Thank you for shopping at the White Elephant, and have a wonderful day.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.
Well, I'll see you.
All right, you take care. Stay dry.